The Awakening Christ. We have spoken over the years of many concepts, breadcrumbs as they would be, leading you to the place where you find yourself now in your understanding of who and what you are. We have given you clues along the way, ideas to play with, concepts that have expanded your mind and your understanding, questions sometimes which allow you to think so long and so hard that finally you have tired of thinking and you have allowed the heart to know the answer. In other words, to feel the peace and the joy of the Christ. Each time you choose to acknowledge the Christ power of you, you change the vibratory rate of the collective consciousness and you allow it to ascend. Truly, at some point, the collective consciousness is going to awaken and it is going to feel an ascension. Sometimes the body will feel it also, and there will be a physical ascension, but that is not the important goal. That can happen because you will come to that aha place where everything dissolves into light, and you no longer need or want the body, and you are so light that you ascend. But that is not, as I have said, the goal. The goal is to awaken to a place where you have the divine moment and you know, truly know, I am that which I am, that which I have always been. I am the Christ, and I celebrate the Christ of me, and because there is no separation, the Christ of everyone I meet. Everyone you meet you have invited to be in your consciousness, to be in your awareness. Everyone you meet is the same energy and the same fabric that you are. Everyone is the Christ, whether they know it or not. And you, as the days go by, are going to be recognizing more and more Christ's walking, interacting with you, to the place where you're going to be smiling and welcoming them. We have been speaking in previous times about the changes that are happening. We have spoken of the divisiveness, where that which is not the light is showing itself and inviting the light to shine upon it. You are at a place where you will be feeling the changes. Some of them will feel good and you will understand them. Some of the changes will require that you take a deep breath and stand in the neutral place of beholder for a moment or longer in order to see how they might lead to the atonement, the realization of at one moment. Sometimes you are going to have to take more than one deep breath. So I would suggest unto you that you collect unto yourself as many as is possible, ones of like mind who support your knowing of the Christ, who support your belief system and the molding and shaping and changing of that belief system as they mold and shift and change their belief system. As often as possible, seek out the ones who are of like mind. Now, I know that you are going to be walking amongst the brothers and sisters who may not use the same language or who may not have the same viewpoint. You will love them and you will be with them. But as often as it is possible, seek out the ones who are going to be of like mind to support you as you support them. You are very strong, so it is not going to hurt you to be with others who have differing viewpoints. But you are going to want to come back to a place where you can let down some of the armor which you have put on for many lifetimes and just be friends because they love you, they understand you, they know that truly what is happening, not what appears to be happening, but what is truly happening. Some of the changes are going to be great. They are going to be all for the good, even though at times they may not look that good. If you are with friends and you can affirm that, this too shall evolve into the realization of the whole Christ. Then whatever is going on is going to take on a different appearance, quite literally in some cases. There is truly nothing to fear. Hear that well, because once you take hold of that idea, that truth of your being, that there is nothing, truly nothing to be afraid of, fear loses its power. Fear has been your companion many lifetimes, and you have learned how to arm yourself because you thought there was something out there which was stronger than you. First of all, there is nothing out there. It is all within your consciousness. In addition to that, there is nothing that you can bring forth that is going to harm you because you are the one who is creating it. And if you are the one, and I guarantee to you that you are the one creating it, you can uncreate it as soon as fear is banished off the wings, off stage, no longer necessary. Fear is not a truth. It is the truth with lowercase t, but is not truth with a capital T. Fear is something you have created in order to adventure, to have the rush of adrenaline. There is nothing outside of you, and there is nothing that you need to defend yourself against. One of the big changes that is coming is the letting go of fear. Fear no longer has power over you. It only has power as you give it power and think that it might be true, but it is not. The only truth of your being is that you are energy, energy that I have called love. I have likened that energy to love, because when you are in love, you feel expansive. And when you are in love with someone, you forget the small stuff, and you are only interested in the other one. For a moment or longer, you find yourself forgetting yourself in the armor that you thought was necessary, and you feel yourself to be one with the person who stands before you. You know only love. Love is expansive. Love is energy, and you are energy. You have always been energy, and you have always had choice how to use that energy, how to fashion and form it. And then, as you created, you have found yourself enamored with your creations to the place where you felt that you had to defend those creations. You have felt that perhaps something could come along and knock over your sandcastle or whatever you had created, and so you began to identify with your creation to the place where you have forgotten that you created the creation in the first place. That has been called the fall from grace, the fall from the remembrance that I am the divine one who created this in the first place. That has been the fall into density. And now you are ascending out of it because you have had enough. You are not vulnerable. Never does the Holy Child need to be defended. The Holy Child is not vulnerable. The Holy Child is energy. Now you are in the place where you are awakening to the Christ of you, awakening to the place where you know your power, not as the world dictates power. That is in a duality. In the world, you can have power one day and lose it the next, seemingly. The true power of you lies in your realization of the Christ of you that has never been lost. You have had a lot of adventures, but you have never been lost. Furthermore, you have never sinned. You have made choices, and you have lived with the result of those choices, and have gone on to make other choices, but in truth, verily, you have never sinned. You have played, the same as you will watch the little ones as they play in the sandbox, or they play on the different equipment. They make choices. Perhaps they climb up the ladder and maybe they fall down. But they get up, brush themselves off, maybe then cry a little bit because they want someone to acknowledge who they are and that something has happened to them. And then what do? They run off and do it again quite often. You have done the same thing in lifetimes. You have gone through adventures. You are not just the body. In fact, you are much more than the body. When the scientists measure the aura, which they are now doing, they see that you are not ending with the skin. The skin is part of the body. It is one of the organs of the body. It happens to be on the outside. But the physical is not all that you are, and the body is not activating itself. You are activating the body, and the light that you are is extensive. In truth, the divine energy of you, the Christ of you, extends even further than you can imagine. You are part of the cosmos itself. The cosmos, the constellations, all of what your scientists are now bringing to your awareness is there only because of you. I am putting out ideas for you so that you can understand that you have nothing to fear. As one wise person said, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Once you come to the realization that there is nothing to fear, and there is not, you are free. You do not have to worry about the body letting you down. You do not have to worry about friends, co-workers, employers letting you down. You do not have to worry about the leaders and the government letting you down. You can let them go off and play their own games because your belief system, your consciousness knows that you are okay and will always be okay. You do not need the employment, someone else giving you directions so that you can earn the golden coins. If you were not in the employment, you would be serving somewhere else, because that is what life is for, to love, to serve, and to remember. So if you were not where you are, you would be somewhere else serving and loving. And there would be an exchange of energy because there has to be. There is never a vacuum. There is always an exchange of energy. Now, I'm not saying for you to go in on tomorrow or the next and say to your employer, hey, I don't really need you any longer. Jeshua says I am free to make my own choice, so I think I'll just leave. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying to appreciate where you are and to understand and know that you serve willingly. And yes, there has to be an exchange of energy. Nature, the true being of you, does not allow for a vacuum. There has to be an exchange of energy, so anywhere that you go, anywhere that you serve, there is going to be an exchange of energy. It may be in the form of the golden coins, or it may be in another way, but always there is an exchange. Your responsibility is to be aware that there is exchange, and even though it may not look like the golden coins, there will be an exchange. There has to be an exchange. Nothing is ever done in a vacuum. And then you begin to realize that the ways that you are being paid, the exchange of energy, can be, it varies to the grains of sand on the beach, many, many different ways it can come back to you and will. You will never be without. Sometimes it may look a little bit tight, but never will you be without. Always you will be taken care of because you have ordained that you will be taken care of. You will never be lost. One's fear laying down the body because they question, where do I go? Will I still have consciousness? Will I be lost, adrift in a void somewhere? No. You will always have consciousness. You will always know yourself, the greater self, capital S. And in fact, many who awaken after having released the body feel very joyful because they are free. They expand. The light at the end of the tunnel is your own light, and you expand into that light. There is nothing to fear. Now, I'm not saying that message because you are going to release the body soon. In fact, you are not, because there is much work to do. The harvest is great, and the laborers are very much needed. So you are not going to lay down the body while there is still work to do. But when you come to the place of knowing completion with this incarnation, there is nothing to fear. It is only going to be all joy, light, expansion, but not yet, because I need you to do my work. You are my hands, my feet, my smile, my words of comfort to ones who cannot see me, who maybe do not have yet the belief system that will allow them to know that they are not alone. Some of them call out to me and to my Mother Mary, and they want to know comfort. But when we answer, and we are always there with them, with you, each and every one, they do not hear us, because a long time ago they were told they were not worthy to know oneness. They were not worthy to have their prayers answered. If they did not pay the priests and rabbis and make sacrifice in the holy temple, then their prayers did not amount to anything. You were taught that in many lifetimes. So when we answer, they think it cannot be. Because they still see me upon the cross, I am not on the cross. I only stayed there a few hours. That was long enough. Then I came down from there, resurrected the body, knew it to be energy, and walked amongst you again to prove, to show to you that you are life itself. It cannot be extinguished. I will not be extinguished. Life may change form, but life itself cannot be extinguished. So there is nothing to fear. You know only joy. You are life. Always have been, always will be in one form or another, always serving the light, because you are the light and you recognize that which you are. And you recognize other ones who are beginning to awaken to the light that they are. You celebrate the light with them. That is why I say to you, seek out ones of like mind and be with them as much as possible, because the feeling of light and the awareness of the divinity of you expands as you reaffirm the truth of your being. If you surround yourself with, I will use one of your words here, negative people, you know how that feels. It feels heavy, constricting. The kind of energy has yet to awaken to all it is. So as much as it is possible, seek out ones who are ready to have joy in their life, to know innocence, to play, to laugh, to sing, to celebrate truly the awakening of the Christ. It is the awakening Christ who reads these words. You have foreordained that at some point in linear time you will know the Christ of you, and this is the time. So be it.